something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah. If we are priests, then we have responsibilities every day. And we are told that our sacrifices are spiritual. They are spiritual. There's a reason they're spiritual. Now, the priests of the Old Testament offered animals and other gifts. People brought all kinds of things. And they offered these things to God as sacrifices every day. Can you imagine the number of animals that had to die continually? Praise God. But you see, that had to be done regularly. But this was in the order, the Aaronic order. And it was powered by the law. And we come in from the order of Melchizedek. You say, who's Melchizedek? Okay. Yeah, some are asking, who's Melchizedek? Because I mentioned Melchizedek 3 times now. And if you're a young Christian, you haven't heard of Melchizedek, you say, who's that? Well, Melchizedek was a man who one time in the book of Genesis suddenly showed up. He just showed up. And the great patriarch Abraham, when he saw Melchizedek while he was coming from the slaughter of the king, he had gone to war. Abraham had gone to war and he won the battle. He had slain 5 kings. And now on his way back, this man, Melchizedek, suddenly appeared to Abraham with bread and wine. And Abraham recognized something about this Melchizedek. And the Bible says he was the priest of the Most High God. And the great Abraham bowed before him and gave him a tithe of all the spoils that he had taken from war. He paid the tithes to Melchizedek. And Melchizedek blessed Abraham and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be God who delivered you from your enemies. You know, he blessed Abraham and disappeared. And nothing anymore was said about Melchizedek. Nothing about his father or mother or children. Nothing, except that he was the king of Salem, king of righteousness. He was interpreted king of righteousness and king of peace. So who was he? We talk about Theophanes and Christophanes. All right. Those are references to appearances, divine appearances of God, or when they say Christophany, they're talking about the appearance of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament, and these things that revealed God, this divine personality before the incarnation. Praise the Lord. Okay, so Paul was the only one who really talked again about this great Melchizedek, apart from the psalmist who who uttered God's word, God's prophetic word about Jesus Christ being made a priest after the order of Melchizedek. Okay? But then Melchizedek was therefore said to have an endless life, an endless priesthood. So Bible scholars would say that this was the appearance of the pre-incarnate Christ. All right? They would say so. But there's more to that. Hallelujah. And I don't want to go too deep into that, but you understand what I'm talking about. Who was Melchizedek? I'm trying to let you know who he was. But this great Melchizedek, who was a type of Christ, and that's the simplest way to put it for you, was a type of Christ, the priest of the Most High God, was the one that was said to have the same priesthood after, because he was established by the power of an endless life. Praise the Lord. So we are called in the order of Christ. Now let me show you something else which will help you get this a little more clearly. Would you turn to 1 Corinthians chapter number 15? Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. Go straight to verse 47. Want to go? Remarkable portion of the Bible. Read that 47th verse one more time.
The first man is of the earth, the second man is Lord of heaven.
Now listen, he's making a distinction between the first man, Adam, and the second man, whom he calls the last Adam. He calls him the second man, or he calls him the last Adam. Now that's to let us know there's not going to be another Adam, okay? So he says the first Adam and then the second and last Adam. Praise God for that. All right. Now he talks about the first Adam and he says it's of the earth's ethi. He was made from the dust. He was a man who was put here to be terrestrial. And then it says the second man is the Lord from heaven, Jesus Christ. Now, you know, we talk about the new creation. There's a first creation headed by Adam, and then there's the second creation, the new creation. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Now this new creation is headed by Jesus Christ. He was the first to be born again. He was born again the day that he was raised from the dead. That's what the Bible says. It says, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. See that? You know, when I was a spiritual child, people, when I would go to preach to people, and they would say, you want us to be born again. Even Jesus himself was not born again. Then I would say, well, he didn't need to be born again. That's why he was not born again. I was wrong. I didn't know it because I didn't know the scriptures. But I thought it was a nice answer. I thought Jesus was so righteous, never needed to be born again. But I was wrong. No matter how nice it sounded, the truth was Jesus needed to be born again. You say, why? He never committed any sin. Yes, he never did. The reason he needed to be born again was because he was put on the cross in our place. Our sins were laid on him. The Bible says, him who knew no sin was made to be sin for us. Our sins were laid on Jesus. So when he died a sinner's death. He died the death of a condemned man. He was condemned in my place. And so he went to hell. When he died, he went to hell. He didn't go to heaven, he went to hell. Somebody says, oh, but he said, this day shall thou be with me in paradise. No. He went first to hell. And that rendering of this day shall thou be with me in paradise, you know, the King James rendering is particularly misleading, because he said, "I say to you, today shall thou be with me in paradise." The punctuations were wrongly placed. What he said was, "I say to you today, thou shalt be with me in paradise." You get it? All right. So, what we're saying here is, Jesus Christ really needed to be born again, because he became sin for us and he was buried in our place. So he went to hell in our place. And he had to fight the devil and the cohorts of hell in our place. And the Bible records that he threw them off of him in our place and became victorious over Satan in our place. And when he was done with them, the Bible says he led captivity captive. So he came out of hell and out of the grave. And the Bible says when he arose, he came up with a newness of life. And that life is what he makes available to us today. Praise God forevermore. So that's why he had to be born again.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.